What is the mindset of an expired listing? Let's first take a moment of a for sale by owner. They tend to be overconfident. They hit the market day one, their property's on Zillow, and they're thinking, well, everybody's going to want my home. It's a beautiful home. It's $400,000. It was updated. You know, carpet was updated 3 years ago. The roof was put on 7 years ago, whatever it is, and they're in a great school district. And the sellers tend to be pretty optimistic. Wouldn't you be? It's day one. Thing is, they put their house on Zillow, not the MLS. And Zillow has such a small reach compared to the MLS, which could hit 1,000 websites. Zillow's just Zillow. However, some people do sell on Zillow, but safe to say that the seller is optimistic. Most sellers, even when they hire a realtor day one, they tend to be pretty optimistic. This is going to be over with pretty quickly. Then you have the expired. They're out there for 182 days, 90 days, 120 days, 300 days. Every day, their property's in the market. They're assuming that they're going to have a showing today. And they're upset day after day. I want you to imagine expecting something great to show up in the mail. And day after day, doesn't show up. Something that's important to you that'll change your life. Day after day, you check the mail, doesn't come. You're starting to build up resentment, irritation, frustration, possibly sadness. And the thing is, if somebody said they were going to deliver for you and it didn't come, are you getting upset at them? Well, that's what happens with a real estate agent when they promise a seller that their marketing plan is going to work. And I'm going to find the buyer for you. The house was $400,000. It should have been $350,000. And they never achieved the goal, never had an offer. In some cases, they never had a showing on the property, which would be meaning the sellers even madder than you could imagine. Frustrated, ticked off. The day they expire, they receive, let's say, 20 text messages from these agents. They have agents drop by a package, knock on the door and say why I would be great for your property, why their marketing plan. They say, I would be able to do this. I can see what the other agent did wrong. And the seller went from being frustrated with the agent to extremely irritated with all the realtors who show up, people who got their licenses yesterday, which are really clueless on how any of this works, people who have been doing this for 20 years and are aggressive and pushy, what have you. So that's the client that we're going after. But because our approach is different, you're going to hear very often, you're the only one I let in the door. Thing is, when they have their first conversation with you, they're going to be guarded because they're going to think you're just like everybody else. Why wouldn't they? You're a realtor. They're a realtor. Agents are going to say to sellers, oh, yeah, I got a buyer. Yeah, that's the ticket. I got a buyer. And can I come over and, you know, preview the property? And of course, when they get there and they show up with a listing agreement, the sellers are furious that the agent misled them for the appointment. Now, what we're going to do is talk about pipelines of people we work with that potentially have buyers. And I want you to remember this acronym called Mr. PMI, which would be mortgage companies, the M. R would be relocation companies. PM would be property managers. I would be investors. So Mr. PMI, every one of those is a source, a pipeline of buyers. There's other ones, but I wanted to give you a quick, easy acronym to say, if we correctly network in your city with Mr. PMI, mortgage companies, relocation companies, property managers, investors, we're going to find and tap sources where buyers, obviously mortgage companies, buyers are lining up to get a mortgage. And these buyers have to get pre-approved or talking to a lender. And many of these buyers are orphaned. We'll get into that later. What is an orphaned buyer? So what is the mood of the seller? This is why we can't sound like everybody else, because we'll have no better shot than they do. We're looking at this as possibly your number one income generator in your career. Thus, we can't sound like anybody else, and we've got to get past the seller's frustration and anger they had with the prior agent and have them start to share with us what went wrong. What would you like to see? What do you expect to happen differently? What would you like to see happen next? Now, we're not asking those questions directly, but through our storytelling, they're going to reveal where they'd like to see things go. And oftentimes, they'll simply say to you, what do you think of my price? What is your brokerage fee? Those are like going on a first date with somebody, and they say, you want to do this again sometime soon. And ideally, the seller leans in first, where we're not going for the close until the seller has leaned in, because we're not pushy. We ask questions and we're patient. But if you're doing it correctly, if you will, you're going to find a certain segment of the expireds will lean in pretty fast. So this audio was simply, what's the mood of the seller? And after they expire, that night it expires, and then one day later, how it really gets intensified. So, all right, that's it, and let's move on.